Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Fleet Week.
Hello.
And an eventful week. I'm here with Tope Suicida.
Hello. How are you, Dukes?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm going to steal your gimmick for a bit.
Thank you. Well, we're Britless this week, actually. There's no Joey Bing Bong. He couldn't really handle what happened on Wednesday, you know?
It is, it's unfortunate, but, you know, at least the three of us are here, and
that's true. The three of us.
Many people said on our now third reinvention of Fleet Week that we could not sustain it, and we have proved them wrong.
They said we couldn't because, of course, it's not just me and Tope. Chris is here. Hello, Chris.
Hello, fellow young people.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great.
How's class today?
Oh, it was insane.
Nice. Wow. Awesome. Okay.
Very, very long days in class.
I know that feeling.
The lock horses.
Yeah.
But I definitely was in today.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
What type of law again?
Oh, good.
Chris?
Marine law?
Marine, yeah.
Good to know. Good to know.
I defend dolphins in their cases.
Everyone knows that's what Chris does.
Yes.
Yeah, big dolphins fan.
Yeah.
True. Well noted.
True. Did anything happen on Dynamite this week that we have to, you know, really get to quick?
Oh, I didn't watch.
That sucks, right. Chris.
All right, we have an important comment in the chat to get to first. Brainbuster. All right, I'm here to get the big questions out of the way. Thoughts on Mina Shirakawa? Tope, start us off.
So I saw her for the first time, I believe. I may have seen a match or two before, but at Ring of Honor this weekend. Big fan. I thought she kind of stood out in that match to me. And then seeing her on Dynamite, great debut. Love where the story is going. Hell of a segment.
I agree.
Two big thumbs up.
Very, very interesting. I enjoyed it.
I concur. Great, great segment from the ladies, especially Mina, who's actually, bits aside, a great wrestler and a very good TV character. Or at least I think she'll be a good TV character when we get to it. All right, are we ready to get into the vibrator? Are we just getting into it off rip?
Let's just hop into it.
Okay. I need to find it. There it is. Here we go. There's so much bullshit on this fucking screen.
All right, let's get to it.
The show starts, Samoa Joe's music hits, and it feels like we're back. And all of a sudden, Swerve Strickland, from out of nowhere, well, not really out of nowhere, out of the tunnel, jumps him, and we get a whole angle, and the opening match is pushed to the back. Rest in piss, John Holbert Promotions. Chris, how did you feel about this opening angle?
Oh, wow. You know, I've always been a big fan of Swerve. Oh, I forgot to mention, I do have a cold, so my voice sounds a little odd today.
Yeah.
But, you know, got to fight through it. Can't miss a show.
He's a real soldier.
I told you I wouldn't miss any shows, Tope. Here's the truth.
Yeah. Honest man.
Go ahead, Tope.
So I would like to say that John Holbert Promotions is dead. Officially.
Wow.
I think that after last night, after the opening angle, we can officially say rest in piss.
Well, I think we might have to revisit that later. But I actually thought this was pretty cool. I feel like this isn't very Dynamite. You know what I mean? It was a different opening. I was excited to see the match, but I am happy we got it later in the show. But I thought it was cool how they were like, oh, we have to pivot. You know, it felt like a thing actually happening on the show that affected other things on the show.
On some storytelling?
Could be. Okay, so we pivoted, according to Excalibur, into our second match. Adam Edge versus Penta El Zero Miedo. Now, this was an interesting match, to say the least, I think. Definitely a tale of two halves, or at least a tale of the first two thirds and the final third. For those who watch on the American TV, like some, some real cowards, they didn't get to see the Penta Heat segment in full. And, brother, he stood there for a while. I think you might have fell asleep in the middle of the Heat segment, Tope.
So, I was watching on American TV, and not only on American TV, I may or may not have started the show slightly late.
Oh.
So, to me, the first 15 minutes of this match kind of flew by. Like, it was like almost like within 10 seconds. That
almost like
by.
You didn't watch it.
But the last couple minutes of this match, hell yeah. So, I'm sorry.
Now, I have to raise another question here, Tope.
Yes.
Is there anything else about the way you started the show that may have affected your enjoyment?
I'm not going to answer that question. No.
Okay. Yeah, well, because of his job, he can't answer that question. Chris? The opening match.
It was kind of copish to start. I agree. But then it got more Penta-ish towards the end. So,
all right.
It went from Cope to Penta, and, it was good in between.
I agree. Those are the two guys in the match. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
okay. So the ratings for these, what do we have? The first 16 minutes were somewhere between Papa, bad and mid. And then the last 4 minutes were almost good vibes.
Yeah.
It is like cool spots. Power slam on the apron was crazy.
That was my favorite part of the match. Those couple minutes. Too.
Yeah. Oh, the final 4 minutes? Wow.
Yeah.
How would it's a good thing you pointed that out because the people wouldn't have known we liked it better.
Thank you.
There's nothing to tell them that we liked it better on the screen or anything.
I don't
And
see
of course
it, so.
After the match, the House of Black beat down Big Cope. And who comes to his rescue but Long Island's greatest professional wrestler, Willow Nightingale. She saves Cope. She runs off Jules, all caps. And next week, we have a mixed tag. It's next week? Did I make that up?
It's next week.
Next week, we have a mixed tag match. Willow and Adam Copeland versus Julia Hart and Brody King. How do we feel about this? I'm fired the fuck up.
The rare mixed tag. They're not very common. No. And Willow Nightingale's the easiest likable person in professional wrestling.
I actually agree with that. Very, very high ceiling on Willow Nightingale. Tope, do you agree that she's Long Island's greatest professional wrestler?
Yeah, sure. Good vibes. Great vibes. Impeccable vibes. Do you know what was impeccable vibes? When what I thought it? This match was Eddie Kingston and Willow Nightingale.
Yeah.
And not Copeland. We had it at impeccable. And then we had to lower it.
We did. Well, I say we, but Tope kind of alludes to the thing I was mentioning earlier about the way he started the show. There may have been some substances involved, but I can't. I digress.
Okay. Can you tell me that Kingston and Willow is not a better match?
I will tell you that that's a better match, but it's not the match we're getting. But
well, it's unfortunate.
I didn't say your rating was wrong. I just said you weren't paying attention. I just need to lock in.
That won't happen.
No, absolutely not. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Lock in.
Now, the footage, folks. I'm not sure if you've heard, but there was some backstage footage aired on Dynamite. And, Chris, would you care to tell us about who was involved in this backstage footage? No? Okay, I will.
Well, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it was Chris Hero, and
as you can see him on the screen,
Samoa Joe.
He was there.
Pepsi Phil.
Yes.
Somebody with long hair. I can't remember. Might have been Chris Hero. My memory's
failing. Black has long hair.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, he was there too, wasn't he?
He had a cup of coffee.
No.
Yeah.
Jerry Lynn was there.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Who's it that came at the end? There was a lot of people there.
That was Malachi Black that came in at the end. You're very confused.
No, there was a smaller person that came in at the end.
Hook.
Too.
Hook. You got to be in the Hook.
No, Brody King's taller than Malachi Black.
Yeah. What were they trying to show with that footage? All I could see was just a bunch of strolling around and angry people with tattoos.
I couldn't, you know, I didn't see anything.
Maybe it was Bud. Like, buddy?
Like, was he mad that the guy didn't have tattoos?
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
That was the guy. Okay. CM Punk and Jack Perry got into a bit of a...
Oh.
Yeah, it was Jack Perry. Meach. Got it. All right. Chris.
The scapegoat?
Chris. It was Jack Perry and CM Punk.
Keep it, brother.
Toby, do you have any thoughts on this backstage segment?
I have many thoughts on this backstage segment.
Oh, please.
Let me. I got three letters for you. Ready? Oh. Listen in.
I'm listening.
Tap in. C I A. All the way to the top. This goes all the way. Altered footage. This never happened. The tinfoil hat is on.
Wow.
This is the greatest conspiracy in professional wrestling history.
Now, are you trying to tell me that I got worked last night, Dope?
Not only did you get worked, they worked.
They worked me.
And the CIA worked them.
You got it.
And we're working the CIA, man.
So what does this have to do with the tattoo people?
The tattoo people are a weird group in the All Elite Wrestling.
So you're saying that the CIA worked the CIA?
Yes.
Or us?
Everyone.
Something worked.
Something definitely is working.
Now, I have been reminded of something like something very important. Jay Shell's comment reminds me. Hello, Jay Shell.
I have a cold.
Yeah. Chris sounds like this. He has a cold. This is Chris speaking. Yep. Chris, absolutely. Say hello.
Hello.
That's Chris.
Yeah.
Cool. Jay Shell compared CM Punk to Draymond Green on Twitter today.
Oh, I saw this. Okay.
Oh my God. Incredible. Violence in the workplace. This is what it's all about. Poor Jack. Poor Jack got Jordan pooled.
So here's the thing. That's not a bad comp.
It's not.
And you would know.
Does that make New Japan the Wizards?
Yes. Oh my God. That works perfectly.
I think it works.
New Japan.
I think Jay Shell's on to something here.
As per usual, true. Jay Shell cooks on the timeline. Now, after this footage, actually, you know, before we move on, I actually want to talk about the Young Bucks segment before it. I thought this was fucking awesome. I thought this was the best part of it. I love them.
They were funny.
I thought it was very funny.
There was a couple cute lines. They're the Bucks.
You have a couple cute lines.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Oh, I was going to say, if somebody that finds both the Punks and the Punks. The Bucks and Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Obnoxious. I found it to be funny. They weren't being able to hydrate before the match. That was an incredible bit.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Nicholas looked fucking absurd. I mean, the facial hair, the suit, the hat.
The suit's crazy.
The suit was fucking crazy. The suit's
crazy, I will say.
Now, I will say this whole thing is, you may be asking yourself, did this have a point? Did you consider that it's funny? Tope, have you considered that it was funny and that was the main goal?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Then I think
sure. I have considered it.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I think
everyone involved looked like an asshole, to be honest. I think everyone involved looked like an idiot.
as someone that's young, that hasn't seen a lot of professional wrestling, I just
you're so
thought,
young.
Yes, youthful, and you know, college and things of that nature.
True.
I uh, I thought that it was, just funny. And people probably shouldn't worry too much about what goes on backstage and more about what goes on after they go through the curtain. You
Yeah, but
piece of
we're on a
shit.
podcast, so
You
we can
oh,
say that,
shit.
Mitch.
Well, okay, hold on.
Fucking Chris.
Let me what I actually meant to say was, I think probably that there should be more of an investigation and more. I'm certain people had phones there. They should confiscate
Yes.
those.
Yes.
We need more angles.
Can
And
wait, you guys have seen The Dark Knight, right?
Yes.
So, all right, we need
That
Lucius on this. Yes, we need Lucius on this. We need to get the phone signals to recreate, because like I said, that was altered footage. That was CIA. We need to be able to
It could have been.
recreate. We need Batman on the case.
Now, Tope, if this is altered footage and
Correct.
AEW put it on their television and it
Liable.
involves WWE superstar CM Punk.
Chris,
Yeah,
are they
yeah.
liable? I defer this to you because it
Oh,
is a legal question.
were there any whales or marine animals in the footage?
If there wasn't, unfortunately, so I think it's not
I
this
don't
isn't your
believe
bag.
so at
This
one point,
isn't.
no.
I don't believe that it's liable, then, at least as far as what I've studied.
That's fair.
Who's to say?
Who's to
Is
say?
it only
I mean,
whales and
well.
dolphins or all? Like, what if there was like, what if like in catering, you know?
So
What?
I'm definitely not an old person, but I do know that when somebody of advanced age is confronted by somebody who's much younger and pulling the same crap that you did when you were, that age, it tends to be very frustrating to look in a mirror. And that's what I saw from that footage.
Actual
Yeah.
insightful opinions from Chris. I thought we'd never see it, but
Yeah.
finally he does
Yeah.
it. Now, this led into I lied about the Bucks part. I think this was actually my favorite part. The FTR promo was great, and I think the way they kind of tied the whole thing, and obviously it's not perfect because there's a guy involved who isn't even in the fucking company anymore,
Fine.
but the Bucks kind of alluding to the fact that FTR or like the conspirators behind it was very funny. And then I think Cash's promo was okay. It was a Cash Wheeler promo. He got his point across. He said a curse word at the end. It was very good. But Dax Harwood, Dax, he fucking lit them up.
So, I mean, Dax is a very passionate fellow.
Yes.
And he enjoys being very boisterous and drinking adult beverages, which I haven't been able to drink long.
No, because you're very
So,
young.
very young. Yeah.
Like,
But, I mean,
really young.
Dax is incredible.
So young.
All right.
Correct. Tope, what did you think of Dax Harwood's promo here?
Am I gonna get crucified for saying I do not remember this FTR promo at all because it happened
No, I
right
think
after
that's
the footage?
actually, I think it's more of a common sentiment than you would think, because
Yeah.
a lot of people are just talking about what came before it. Fair, obviously,
It
because of
felt
what it
like a
was.
rah-rah promo,
Well,
you
yeah,
know?
it was, but it may help you to remember instead of FTR, bald and hair.
Oh, now I remember. Okay, yeah, I liked hair.
Yeah. Yep, see? There you
Thank
go. But
you. Now you guys
bald
more
is a good
clear.
one.
Dax
Bald.
had, I'm trying to look for it. I don't remember what it was, but Dax's ending line was pretty killer. I can't remember what it was, though. So,
Nice.
as the professional podcast host, I will simply move on.
Perfect.
Now, oh my God, another promo that fired me up. Bill Oz continues to be like shockingly good at TV promos, which I had never really seen any evidence that pointed to him being bad at them. But like, I'm just kind of shocked at how consistently good they are at this point. Tope?
I agree. I think Ospreay feels super fresh, and he's definitely doing a lot better and fitting in a lot easier and like smoother than I thought he would. And like he's actually like getting the sustained push that a lot of people that get brought in don't always get. But not everyone's Ospreay. So he's doing a lot better than I thought he would. I'm liking him a lot more than I thought I would. So I'm excited for the Danielson match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ospreay's been surprising, to say the least, since he's come in. He's very likable in a role that I think is intentional. They're trying to make him likable and still be with Don Callis. So
Yeah, for sure.
it's just great.
That feels like it's going somewhere. I feel like that might escalate a dynasty.
Probably. And
Now,
Will's character won't see it coming either.
no, because he's a big dummy.
Yeah,
But
he's a
we love him because he's a big dummy and he wrestles good, you know?
golden retriever.
Yeah, he's a big dumb guy that wrestles good.
Yeah.
That's a real wrestler.
He'll chase your frisbee.
Yeah. He sees like a laser pointer, he goes fucking nuts. Now, he mentioned so he was kind of taking digs at someone in this promo, and I couldn't figure out who it was.
Jack Perry.
Oh, was it him too?
Yep.
It's time to play a game. Dun, dun.
Oh, Austin Creed.
He does play games.
Yeah.
I don't think he's talking about
Adam Cole. Was that
Oh,
the game
Adam
player?
Cole was. Well, hold on. Will Ospreay was talking a lot about the grind here,
Oh.
and I don't know anybody that would mention wrestlers in the grind or turn it off, turn it off. You're gonna get us
What?
taken down.
Huh?
You're gonna get us taken down, you freak! Oh my God, you can't do
Sorry,
Yeah.
I opened up my phone and that's what happens.
Jesus Christ!
Springtime.
I went to Mania, brother. It's Triple H era.
We're gonna get taken off the fucking air for that.
I believe it's
Wait,
Paul
wait,
Levesque
wait.
era.
Oh,
Yeah,
my
it's the
bad.
Paul Levesque, you piece of shit.
Triple H retired because of his bad ticker, because he's so old.
Ospreay said he's not scared of the grind. And in fact, the guy who said that only said it because he was grinding on the boss's daughter. And he,
Aha!
well, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Aha!
What was your reaction to that line, Tope?
I didn't care. I was like, all right. Moving on.
I was like, fuck it, bro, go for it. Like,
Yeah,
if
whatever.
you're gonna fucking do it, you know? Don't fucking half-ass it. Do not be J. Cole in this situation.
Oh,
No, God.
I'm sorry I did that.
Are you J. Cole too?
Oh, God. That
Give
means
us a bar.
you
Give us a bar.
means you are Drake, right, Tukes?
I absolutely will not give you a bar.
I tried, everybody. I tried to get Chris to rap on stream, but maybe another day.
Maybe next week.
Maybe. Well, it depends how Chris is
Well,
feeling, you
yeah, we'll
know.
see how Chris is feeling, how his
If he
voice is
still has
feeling.
that cold, maybe he has
Yeah.
some sort of like British disease or something like that. I don't know.
Disease.
I don't know. Anyway. Next up, Kazuchika Okada squash match. Oh wait, no.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I
No.
tried.
The worst thing on the show.
I tried. I listen, folks. I didn't really want to talk about it, but Chris Jericho is here.
Oh, so
Just
cool.
someone take it away. Someone
He's
talk about
just
Chris Jericho.
I don't want
he.
to.
I mean, I haven't
Or
seen much of
Chris.
his stuff, but from what I understand, he used to be better.
Do you want to know how I feel about Chris Jericho?
When was he better, Chris?
I like to hear this, actually.
Well, I believe it was the 90s and 2000s, and even some of the 2010s. But
Okay.
the last 4 or 5 years haven't been great for him.
You want to know how I feel about Chris Jericho currently?
I do.
Good
Those are
timing.
my immediate thoughts when I hear his name, when I hear the theme song.
Lionheart?
Yeah.
He's cool now because he
The
has
Lionheart.
Lionheart and
The
not
Lionheart.
Judas. He is
Yeah.
cool. Cheer,
He's
cheer,
cool.
cheer. He is a
Do
cool young guy. He is
not
woke.
boo him.
Cheer,
Do
cheer,
not
please.
put his name in the
Please,
Twitter search
please.
bar.
We know you don't like it, but please cheer him.
Do not Google his name. Do not Google about his wife. Do not Google what they may have
January
been involved
6th. Nope.
in the
That's
first
just
month
any
of the
other day on
year.
the calendar.
Don't look it up.
Wait, what?
Cheer him. He is the Lionheart.
Have you seen
Wait.
the
He is not owned. Do not put it in the paper that Chris Jericho is owned. He would never be owned.
He's still the biggest star in AEW. He's why they got a TV deal, guys.
Facts, all caps with 3 exclamation points and then 100 in red, as in keep it 100.
They got a TV deal?
Well, we don't know that yet.
Well, okay.
They might get taken off the air for last night, you know.
I don't want to give any scoops.
Oh. Do you have
scoops?
That's not important.
Oh no, I don't have any scoops, but I don't want to give any either.
Okay, good to know.
Now, okay, Lee Moriarty pinned Katsuyori Shibata, which was interesting. Cool. But I thought it was pretty cool for Lee. I saw a couple people like be like, what the fuck is this shit? But like, I think it's a pretty cool thing for Lee.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you guys have seen, but Saturday on Collision, Lee Moriarty versus Katsuyori Shibata.
Oh.
One-on-one. Real grabs.
I'm a big Lee Moriarty fan.
I am too, actually. I think he's good. I think he was, for a long time, like third of the three young guys that they were trying to get in the mix. But I think this STP thing has legs. I really do. Toby, do you have any opinion on the new Shane Taylor promotions?
I like it when they punch people real hard. Because did you guys know they were both former boxers? The same level, same caliber.
True. I like their theme song because it says STP and it lets you know who they are.
That means it's good.
It's an oil. It's an oil brand?
No, it's oil? Professional wrestling.
No. Chris.
Yeah, I got it. STP.
I don't even know the reference, but I'm just pushing. I'm going to keep it pushing. Kazuchika got a squash match. For some reason, Tope put him in a Yankees hat. I will not.
He hit up. Who did he hit with the chair?
Pack. Oh my God.
He fucking smoked him with the chair.
That's why Pack hit that chair. Okay, good point. Good point. He did indeed hit a home run off of Pack's shoulders. Chris, what are your thoughts on Katsuyori Shibata in AW up to this point?
Well, up to this
point. Did I say Shibata?
Yes.
Okada.
Wow.
I was looking at the graphic. I got the Lee Shibata graphic on my other screen.
Well, I'm just going to talk about Shibata anyway.
Hold on. I have to apologize.
Go for it.
I have to apologize. That was very Robert O'Neill of me. Chris, please move on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Okada's been pretty dull, actually. I mean, I don't know.
Wow. Elaborate.
I just, when he's not the most, I thought that he would become the focus point of the show, or Ospreay would be the focus point of the show, and I didn't think that he would he's not as forefront as I would have liked him to be. They're kind of putting him out there as a goof, which I don't think he is.
I think every time either him or the Bucks are out there, I think they should be together.
Yeah, I agree.
And they ran in at the end and they helped him, which was cool. But I think they should always be presented as a unit. I think they should always be presented as like the corrupt motherfuckers that are like running everything and everyone hates.
Yeah, they used to do that with Kenny, and it worked.
Yes, I agree. Now, we move on to... Oh, actually, sorry. Okada cut a promo. Very, not a man of many words, but he accepted Pac's challenge from Collision, and Pac versus Kazuchika Okada at Dynasty. I'm very ready for this match. I'm so happy Pac is back in the mix.
It's going to rule.
Yeah, I agree. Tope, do you like Pac?
Yes, I'm a Pac fan. I wish he was around more often, but he was the match against Kenny was like one of the first matches that I rewatched when I got into AEW.
The Iron Man match or the pay-per-view one?
Iron Man, I think.
That match is great.
Yeah.
Very, very
good. I'm a big Pac guy. Is this a safe space?
I mean, it depends on what you're gonna say. So just shoot.
can I say that Okada may be a little ill-cooked out here?
Wow.
A legacy game with Pac upcoming.
I'm not going to say legacy.
Not to go full Stephen A. But is this a legacy game at AEW Dynasty?
It may be a defining game. It may define his run. Or the, I mean, he may have to recover from it if he doesn't do well.
I don't know. Legacy game feels so strong because he could have a stinker come out on TV and he'll still be Okada. You know what I mean?
Legacy game.
But I have faith in this match. Pac is
the greats would not disappoint when Tope's eyes are on the
That's true. There's actually many famous voices that have said that. The greats will not fail when Tope Suicida's eyes are on them. That is a
real Dynasty.
At AEW Dynasty specifically.
Correct.
A lot of people have said that, including myself, Joe Hulbert, you know, other famous Brits.
Oh, John Hulbert.
John Hulbert, sorry. Joe Hulbert's a different guy.
Joel Hublo.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we had the segment with Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa. I was very, very scared about what was going to happen here. But it was fucking awesome. And it was like 3 minutes. And I think it served its purpose very well.
I think you'd be more concerned about what I'm going to say than what actually happened in that episode. But that segment. But
well, what did you think of that segment?
Chris, I thought it ruled.
Okay, good. The mic was put in front of Toni Storm, and I said, "Oh brother," I said, "Oh brother, here we go," and then she just fucking whacked it with a champagne glass. Pumped my fist.
They didn't perfectly keep it in black and white versus color, so I was disappointed and taken out.
Because I think
that it was in arena. That everything goes black and that she was painted. So it kind of broke my illusion of the show. So it kind of lost me.
I understand. But you're not really thinking on the level that I'm thinking here. When Toni swung the champagne glass, she crossed over into the color. And I think that was...
Oh, she changed dimensions?
Symbolism.
Oh.
As we say, you're
trying to say it's fucking lore. As
we say on Fleet Week, lore takes precedent. We said that last week. We say it every week.
Did I say that?
Someone last week said lore takes precedent, and I said, "Yeah, we always say that."
It might have. I mean, I can't quite remember if I said that.
I think it was Chris.
I think it was the British fella that was here last week. I can't remember his name.
It's fair.
Joe Hilbert?
That guy.
Joel Hublo.
Oh.
That's how you pronounce it.
Gotcha. Toni wiped all of Thunder Rosa's face paint off. Very, very dastardly move of her. How dare she? Nobody's ever done that to a professional wrestler before. Deonna Purrazzo ran off Toni Storm. And then Thunder Rosa didn't accept her hand to like help her up, and Deonna went "fuck you" and walked to the back.
That was fucking hilarious. Deonna goes over to help her.
Yeah, and
Thunder Rosa's like no, like shoves her away. Deonna's like, "What the fuck? I came here to help you.
Fuck you, bitch! I came out here to help."
That was hilarious. Deonna Purrazzo was very funny.
I agree. I think she's pretty good, actually. Now this segment. This is something I've liked. I feel like they've been doing it since the turn of the new year with AEW, where the segments kind of bleed into one another on the show. They used to do it, and it would be like they do it once every couple shows or whatever, but I feel like they've been doing it consistently where one segment flows to the next. And Mariah May came out to support Toni Storm, but also for her match with Anna Jay, we got some real hot girl graps. As the term that was coined by Mariah May. I was very pleasantly shocked at how good this match was. I think Anna Jay was really good in this.
I know that I am the lower person on Big AJ than Chris, infamously here. So Chris, I will let Chris have his moment.
Chris, you love Anna Jay. Please.
Yeah.
No, you've been waiting for this.
You know, she has improved a lot more since, you know, she's definitely improved quite a bit. Mariah May is phenomenal.
Mariah May is the one.
Yeah, she is the one.
That match started, there was a couple chops, and I was like, okay. Then Mariah hit her with one, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, fight back, Anna, fight back. And she fucking fought back. I was excited.
I thought this was Toni Storm versus Anna Jay because of the ring gear.
Mm.
My dismay.
This is actual lore.
What?
This is real. This is that real shit. I don't know if you understood this, but Mariah May is a big fan of Toni Storm. Did you know that?
Yes, I am too.
Fair. I think most of us are. So because she's such a big fan of Toni Storm, she's obviously paying homage to Toni Storm's former gimmick, I guess.
Oh, should I do that?
Maybe.
If I'm a big fan.
Maybe you should come out to like a shitty ripoff of Barracuda. That'd be awesome.
All right.
Don't play Barracuda on the mic, please.
But I will not.
Just sing it.
Good. Tope?
Yeah.
My heart. Yeah, I mean, fun match. I'm a Mariah May fan.
He's not gonna sing.
Big AJ's, you know, big AJ. I thought she looked pretty good in the match. Like I thought it was a fun match. A well worked match between one and.
Arigato.
I forgot we had that.
Arigato.
Chris,
that was live footage we got from Anna Jay thanking Chris for his support.
Yeah, you know, Anna Jay getting back to her roots of being a, you know, strong style fighter is good. You know, that's the way she's always been. That's the way she should be.
True.
I've always said Anna Jay strong style.
That's true. You've always been a big proponent of her strikes. specifically her corner kick. Everybody knows that Chris famously loves the danger kick.
Yeah.
Because tonight, she had a fucking beast one. Or not tonight, last night. She had a fucking beast one.
Tonight.
She jumped into it, and it looked like it made contact. I was impressed with Anna Jay's strikes hitting the other wrestler.
Yes.
I was happy.
That was what I was trying to get to, was that she actually struck people with her strikes.
And she was throwing good fucking chops. They were loud. Yeah.
Very good.
Toby, do you have anything else to add on this match?
I thought Toni Storm did well.
Okay.
Have we mentioned Mariah May yet? Because I feel like we didn't talk about her enough.
Well, we're going to get into it. Because for as amazing as she was in this match, and as amazing as a wrestler she is, the next segment that followed completely caught me off guard, even though I obviously should have seen it coming. Mina Shirakawa, the professor. Now, if you don't know why we call her the professor, it's because when she gets in the ring, we go to school, folks. If you want to learn how to work a limb, you're gonna want to watch Mina Shirakawa. Have you ever seen anyone else do an electric chair dragon screw?
Never.
No.
Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, there was
only one. Lamina's in the ring.
Okay.
Class is in session.
It sounded like you were going to give like a couple examples there, you know? Not just like the one.
Well, Mina Shirakawa came out and saved Mariah May from the... Please hold your applause until the end.
Okay.
Mina came out to save Mariah May from... What is the choke called? The Queen Slayer.
Yes.
The Queen Slayer was
Do you know why it's called that?
Why?
Because, okay, so Brandi Rhodes was the Queen of England when she married. Here. Not anymore.
Is there footage of that?
Yes. So she was the Queen of England when she was married to Cody Rhodes when he was king.
Then
he got dethroned. Remember the throne thing?
About that. Yes.
So then he lost it, and then so she actually murdered Brandy with that choke.
Wow.
So that's why it's so deadly.
That's lore. That's real lore. Yes,
it is. That's really real. That's reality, brother.
Are you saying I didn't get work this time? Are you saying that it was real, actually?
What? We're working them. Yeah.
Okay. Back to the vibrator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Chris, any further thoughts on Mina Shirakawa?
Absolutely. That is my
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, brother. Now, this next segment is fucking crazy. This is fucking crazy.
Zoom.
Zoom. What was going on with the camera?
Zoom, zoom.
I mean, as you can see from the man on our scale here, there's an infamous set of teeth.
We know who's on camera work there. We know.
Unfortunately. Listen, nothing's been announced, but this is pure speculation. Someone may have been hired behind the scenes at AEW because those camera zooms were atrocious.
We see headlines and we see zooms, and it's hard not to assume.
I agree. And also, the one main thing I would like to point out is you have Renee on your show. Renee Paquette is a contracted talent to you, and you had Mercedes Moné sit down with Alex Marvez.
Why?
Well, Mercedes is already like a very the way she talks is just kind of like robotic a little bit sometimes, or it can come across so like that. And to sit her next to Alex Marvez.
I hear that Renee and Mercedes have beef.
That's not true. They did a sit-down interview, like, in that room, it looked like, like when she first debuted.
No, let me hear this beef. What's this beef about, Chris?
I may have made that up, actually.
No, you didn't.
Well, I did.
This is a good point. In kayfabe, it wouldn't have made sense to have Renee there because she would have beat the shit out of whoever jumped Mercedes. She starts throwing fucking mocks, fucking forearms and shit. She's been in the lab with the BCC. That would fucking roll. Can Renee wrestle?
No.
She should be the world champion.
She's just a striker.
She should.
Fair. Matt Striker?
No, that's too far.
That was too far. I'm sorry. I take that back.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm taking that back. I didn't say that. Don't clip that. No. Please. Who do we think jumped Mercedes here? Who do you think it is, and who do you want it to be, more importantly?
I think that it is. Can I give three?
Sure.
Like who I think it is, and then two who I want it to be.
Go for it.
I think it's Sky Blue.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I want it to be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
that's a good call.
And I also want it to be Jamie Hayter.
I think it's Chris Statlander.
That's a good point, too. I think there's actually...
Can I give a fourth?
Good.
Chris Statlander.
Oh. That's... I wish I'd thought
that's
about
a good,
that.
That's a good...
Thank you.
That's good, Topa. You've been pretty good tonight.
You know who else it could be? Megan Bain.
Oh, my... No. Because Megan Bain should be Mercedes Heater.
That's true. I like that idea. And...
I think... It should be Athena.
Oh God, that would rule.
The Ring of Honor forever champion.
Ooh, what about Undertaker?
Booger Red?
Yeah. The lights went out.
He's still jogging to the back this day, I hear.
Yeah, that's true.
She can meet him halfway.
I have to do more than that.
Hey. Anything for the rating, brother.
Look. He's,
we're not no ratings talk here.
He's very, no, very, no he's ratings. Very old, and I don't put up with that. So move it on.
We famously do not talk about ratings
or old
TV,
people.
TV or star ratings. Now, the main event. Earlier in the show, Tope Suicida, you pronounced John Hulbert Promotions dead and in the ground, and you said they could never recover.
John is dead.
Did you watch this main event?
I did. It was fun. I'm happy for Joe.
I think you're underselling this. I think John Holbrook Motions might have saved Dynamite.
No. John
is resting in piss. Joe saved. Big difference.
Wow.
Brothers.
Full circle. That's
you know the evil brother, evil twin trope? John and Joe. No,
I've never heard of it. What kind of trope? I thought it was tope.
It's pronounced trope.
Oh.
It's a silent R.
Well, hold on. Fill dead air for a second.
So why is it pronounced that way if it's a silent R? That's very confusing.
Wait, how did you change that?
Brother, I got the login to StreamYard now. I can do whatever the hell I want.
I do not like this.
I can do whatever the hell I want. You want to get taken off the screen, brother? He's off the screen. And now he's back.
Oh my, I'm in a different spot, dude.
You know what? I'm out. I protest. This is disgraceful. Goodbye.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, we don't need him anyway.
Chris.
It must have been a 911 call or something.
Oh. You know, he usually does the overnight shifts at the station, at the precinct, but I guess he went in early today.
Donut run, maybe?
Yeah, donut run. He's got to fill his quota, brother. You know how it goes.
Yep.
Oh, those fucking cops. All right. What happened after the main event?
The main event?
Yeah.
Oh, with Swerve?
Swerve came out. Knocked Samoa Joe out with a chain. How do you feel about this build to Joe and Swerve so far?
I like it. I think it's very similar to the Hangman and Swerve build. And the big difference is it's not as personal for Joe. It's more personal for Swerve, where the Hangman Swerve was way more personal for Hangman. I like how they've kind of made it personal for Swerve now.
Yeah, he has like a vengeful reason to really go after him.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Joe needs, I don't know. I feel like Swerve needs to like push him one step further next week. That really sends him over the fucking edge. You know what I mean? To really get it going. Because I want to believe that Joe wants to kill this motherfucker as we're going into the match.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm not getting that from Joe. And it's not like his performance thing. It's just we haven't really had that much drama to it yet. But I think it can get there.
Yeah, I think they could do that next Wednesday.
I think so, too. Now, they already did the contract signing, which is interesting. So I don't really know where they go from here. Should Samoa Joe invade Swerve's house?
To get his title belt back?
Whose house?
Swerve's house. Oh. Yeah. I mean, he could try to reclaim his title belt.
He could. Did Swerve take it?
Yeah. He went off the air with it. Okay. I would hope that Swerve went home and took a picture of the Joe's title belt in his fridge.
In his fridge? What? Yeah. What? Why would he put it in the fridge?
It's a callback to the video that we started at the start of the show. Well, not start, but you know, the famous Phil video where he won the title from John Cena and then walked out of the company, and then they took a picture of it in his fridge.
Did he really?
Yeah.
See, that's lore you only get from a young man.
Yep. Definitely. Yep.
Oh my God, was that a fucking CM Punk reference? Phil Brooks.
Yeah.
He's rent-free, brother.
Yeah,
rent-free.
He's very good at talking.
I can't even say that seriously. Phil Brooks, the UFC fighter?
I believe it's Chick Magnet, actually.
I call him Criminal Murderer Punk.
Mm.
He's a villain.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something that would go with can't, but nothing seems to come out. Off to the head.
No. Cash Money. That's a good one. Cookie Monster. This is a different guy, All Pro Joe. CP Monk, different guy. Mm. Not related. Not even slightly. It's not even like he's a parody of CM Punk. That would be weird. I don't know why they would do that.
I mean, you could call him Child Murderer.
That seems like a heavy accusation. I personally would never make accusations against a professional wrestler.
I mean, Jack Perry's almost called him Joe Perry. Jack Perry's pretty young, so, you know.
That's true.
I just now, don't. Don't think you fight with your colleagues. That's all.
How do you think they actually bring Jack into the fold here? Does he cheat and help the Young Bucks win a dynasty?
Maybe Okada.
Yeah. Oh, he helps Okada win.
Yeah, I mean that. I mean they. Everybody's expecting him to help the Bucks.
That's a good point. I don't hate that.
I mean, I would definitely put him under a mask if he's going to help out Okada, though.
He should. He should come out wearing the shirt that says "Christian Cage is a pussy."
Yes.
Just even though they're not beefing right now, you know, it's just eternal. You shouldn't let that go. They need to. Whenever we tie back to that, I feel like that's going to be a real moment.
Oh, yes.
Because that was kind of the beginning. I mean, not kind of. It was the beginning of Christian's heel turn. And Christian's heel run has been, like, so extensive now to the point where when you return to the Jack thing, I think it'll have super fucking heat going into it. I don't know how the roles would be or anything, but...
I don't think Jack's going to be the face for that. No. And I think Christian will still be a dick because I think that's how the crowd likes him. But I think that he'll be feared more than booed. You see, in All Elite Wrestling, there's no real heels or faces. Everything's a muted shade of gray. There's no black and whites.
Oh.
Yeah.
Please. I'm intrigued on this point here.
Yeah. So basically, there's no good guys or bad guys. They're just, you know, boring.
Are you saying we no longer live in a world of black and white, rather a canvas of muted grays?
Yeah. I mean, those were the words that I was looking for, but I couldn't remember because a lot of law stuff in my head.
Yeah, that's true. So many documents and
legal words.
So many legal words, so much Latin. Mm. Latin terminology he must remember to own people in the courtroom.
Yes. If there's one thing that judges like is Latin.
That's true. Every lawyer I've spoken to said only the coolest lawyers speak in Latin. People that will understand that joke. But that's what we do.
Veni, Vidi, Vicky. There's some right there for you.
Sure. You might have just made that up.
Yeah.
Who knows? Chris, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, not really.
Regarding All Elite Wrestling?
No.
No?
I think people are going to, you know, I don't think that show changed anybody's minds.
No.
I don't think that I don't think it's going to change anybody's minds.
No, me neither. It's almost like releasing footage and 8 months after something happened only further solidified everyone's already concrete takes about it.
Mm, yes.
Who could have seen that coming?
It's tribalism, you know, like Survivor, but with less money involved.
And way less lame because we're talking about dudes in underpants fighting.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically the same thing.
Telling stories.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Telling stories, brother. All right.
Real graps.
This was Fleet Week. I'll give you one final look at the vibrator. Just a fucking hilarious.
Oh, I just wanted to tell everybody that Dukes has a outro ready. He's been practicing this all week, and he's ready to go.
That's horseshit. You're fucked up for that. You're fucked up for that. Anyway, this has been Fleet Week. That was the vibrator. Tope Suicida was here earlier, but he left because we don't need to get into why he left. But for myself, Young Dukes, and youthful Chris.
I have been Chris.
That's true. That has been Chris. This has been Fleet Week, and I don't know how to do the outro, and I'm also still scrolling to look for the outro video. Goodbye!